U.S. Weather Bureau officials advise that the hurricane's course could change at any time. They have revised their estimates downward to a 30% chance of the storm encountering landfall anywhere in the greater metropolitan New York area. To repeat, authorities now believe that New York City will be spared the full force and effect of Hurricane Mel.
The truth, Your Honor. You rooting for humanity or the storm?
Come on, Flo, get serious. That's a devastating hurricane out there. It's got 150-mile-an-hour winds. Bet your Manilow never even had a stiff gust named after him.
All right. That's enough. I have had enough of you trashing Barry Manilow!
I beg your pardon, Miss Sullivan?
I said, get off Barry's case. In my opinion, he happens to be one of the finest musicians of the past few decades.
Mac, you better call a doctor. This girl is burning up with fever.
I feel perfectly fine. The man is a great songwriter, a talented singer, and a fine performer.
Is that so?
That's so.
Says who?
Says me.
Ha ha ha. Well, it may very well be, but you cannot deny that he is...
He's what?
He's modern.
Oh, God, let's shoot the poor sot.
Well, Mel Torme must not have thought he was too bad if he cut an album with him.
That is a desperately sick lie.
That is the truth.
Mac, say it ain't so.
It's so.
What happened?
Oh, Harry's crush that Manilow and Torme did an album together.
I felt the same way when Alvin and the Chipmunks broke up.
Why don't you just let that thing go condo and get it over with?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Art.
There's nothing to be ashamed of, sir. Sometimes thunder still frightens me a little bit, too.
Art, go play with your blowtorch.
Yeah, plant a song. I gotta secure the signal tower up on a roof. We got some wind gusts up around 80 miles an hour now.
80 miles an hour?
Yeah, I'd say that's about right.
Part two is now in session. The Honorable Harold T. Stone presiding.
You may be seated. Women and children first.
I found those life jackets down in the basement. I figured that might come in handy just in case it starts to flood.
Art, we're on the 18th floor.
And?
You preventative nut, you. Get out of here. Go see if you can find a life raft.
Yes, sir.
I wonder why animals eat their young.
Yeah. Sir, I wonder if canceling the session might be something to consider. I heard they just canceled all the flights out of Kennedy.
Mel shut down the airport?
Guess you have to wait till the velvet fog lifts, eh, sir?
Velvet fog! That's very funny, Mac. That is very funny.
Just a little suck-up humor, sir.
You know, my mother used to tell me that thunder was just a sound God makes when he gets a strike in bowling.
That's cute. What happened when you found out?
When I found out what? Gosh, he's good.
He's got his own ball.
What's first, Nick?
A return visit from some old friends, sir.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hello. It's us.
Bob and June Wheeler, as I live and breathe, how the heck are you?
Couldn't be better, sir. It's always a pleasure to be hauled up before you. And as usual, the accommodations were lovely.
And why you don't charge for that strip search, I'll never know.
Hello, Mr. Fielding. Well, what a beautiful suit.
The secret is not sleeping in it.
Dan. Good to see you again, Miss Sullivan. You're looking as beautiful as ever.
Oh, why, thank you, Mrs. Wheeler.
If it weren't for all the nursing, I'd have breasts like that, too.
Well, now that we've gotten all the pleasantries out of the way, what are you folks doing here? I thought you went back home to West Virginia.
Sir, we're not from West Virginia.
You're not?
No, sir. We perjured ourselves.
And we lied, too.
Well, why did you pick West Virginia?
I don't know. It was just the first exotic place that popped into my head.
Well, then, where are you from?
Isn't the accent obvious?
You mean you're from...
Yugoslavia.
Hey, this is a fascinating story, really, and I mean that. But in the interest of time, what the hell is the case?
Your Honor, the Wheelers were arrested for selling food without a license.
We had no idea you needed a license to sell food, Your Honor.
It's not that way in Sarajevo.
No, I'll bet it's not.
We sold all our earthly possessions just to start this business, Your Honor.
The pickup truck, all the livestock.
Granny even wanted us to sell her wheelchair. But Bob wouldn't hear of it.
Well, it isn't really a wheelchair.
It isn't?
No, sir. We strapped her Barco lounger to a furniture dolly.
Stop the world, I want to get off.
Okay, let me get this straight. You sold everything that you own in the world except the Barco lounger, and then you went out and bought a restaurant.
No, sir. A hot dog cart.
You sold everything you owned for a hot dog cart?
Yes. It was a dream come true.
However, our good fortune soon took a turn for the worse.
Here it comes.
As the officer was arresting us, the storm hit.
And a really large wind came. You had that big umbrella up, and it...
scooped up our weenie wagon, yes, sir. Up it went.
Until it was nothing more than a teeny weeny tiny little dot in the sky.
And then it was gone.
Well... thank God no one was hurt.
Yeah. Everything turned out fine with Granny, too.
Oh, the one in the wheelchair?
Hmm.
What was she doing?
Oh, about 80, 85.
Your Honor, due to the pathetic circumstances, I ask that this case be dropped due to lack of evidence.
Prosecution?
Let's just hang them. Put them out of their miseries.
Okay, then. Case dismissed. Art!
You talking to me?
Art, what is that thing?
I had to get some lumber to board up these windows, so I took down the basketball net from the maintenance garage.
Art. We are in the middle of a session here.
Well, hey, I'm sorry. It was an emergency. Jeez, you guys act like I committed a sin.
What emergency?
The hurricane changed direction again. It's coming straight through Manhattan.
Mel is coming.
He is on his way. Subways have been knocked out, and we're one of the few buildings left that still has full power. And the civil defense authorities want everyone to stay right where they are.
You mean we're trapped here?
Yeah.
I have to spend the night with Art of Nazareth. And those amazing Dobermans. Now, I have been assured by the authorities that extra food is on the way. Now, we will get through this, people, if we just cooperate with each other and show a little kindness for our fellow human beings, all right? Now, what was my last bid for the gummy bears?
Look, Quan Lee, look, don't worry about the restaurant. You just take care of yourself. The stove went where?
That was wrong.
My appliances are leaving.
Trouble at your restaurant?
The whole place is flooded. My tables and chairs were washed out the front door, and my brand new grill is floating up Broadway somewhere.
Hey, cheer up, big guy. Things could be worse. I know. I need help.
Mind if I stick this under your table?
A box of rats?
Yeah, I found them floating in a hubcap on the roof. I named the big one Dan.
Please, I beg you. This is the only memento we have left of our business.
I'm warning you. Keep your hands off my husband's wiener.
Could we stop the persecution for a second?
Hey, sure thing.
All right, now, we all know that we're in the middle of a difficult situation, but there is really no point in letting it get the better of us. The information that I have received tells me that we're only going to be here for a couple of hours. So rather than squandering that time and allowing the anxiety to build, I've decided that we're just going to go ahead with the normal proceedings of this court. Are there any questions? You, sir.
What weighs more, the Chrysler Building or the ancient pyramid of Cheops?
The Chrysler Building. Any others? All right, Matt, call the first case.
Yes, sir. People versus all the occupants of 692 West 23rd Street.
This does not scare me.
They're charged with a Section 17 violation.
That's pornography. I caught him in the act.
Of what?
Well, pornicating.
Hey, watch your language in front of my wife, you mealy little wimp.
Stanley, don't.
Yeah, Stanley, don't.
He was just kidding, Your Honor. It's his dry sense of humor he's got.
He's lucky I didn't tear his heart out.
See?
Noel Coward is back, and we've got him.
Your Honor, according to this report, Officer
Tommy,
was passing by the residence in question when some moaning and groaning from an open window caught his attention. He entered the apartment, whereupon he found the defendants writhing on the floor and watching a pornographic film.
¿Qué? El cinema, cuchi cuchi.
Excuse me, Your Honor. I think I can straighten this all out. I'm Chad Yulin of the Rhode Island Yulins.
Oh, yeah. Love your state.
Yes, and this is my significant other, Babs Townsend.
Just so you know, Chad and I feel that motherhood will in no way interfere with my career, and that having a child will only enhance our experience as live-in lovers and friends.
You both drive Volvos, don't you?
Anyway, Your Honor, the film that Officer Connors saw was the last in a series of visual aids on the Lamaze method of natural childbirth.
We were watching the final stages of rhythmic labor. I haven't felt that deeply moved since I saw the lobster scene in Annie Hall.
Babs and Chad, if those are indeed your real names, what you're telling me then is this is all part of a childbirth class.
But I saw it right there on the screen. It was bigger than life.
What was it you saw? I'm telling your mother.
This is asinine.
And you are?
Benet Collins. And before you ask, no, I don't have a husband, and I'm quite capable of raising a child on my own, thank you. And I don't need a man to feed me, and I don't need a man to clothe me. And the part that I did need a man for was unsatisfying and over and done with 9 months ago.
Yeah. Well, settle down, people. Settle down. If we... Chad?
Oh, don't mind me, Your Honor. I'm keeping a visual record of the entire prenatal experience. You ready? Action.
You ever take a shower in prison, Chad?
And that's a wrap.
I told you, all this natural childbirth stuff was weird.
Oh, Stanley, it isn't weird.
If being drugged unconscious was good enough for my mother, it would have been good enough for you.
Stanley!
I'm going to have a boy.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, the doctor already told us. Look, see, the doctor took one of those ultrasound pictures right through her gut.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, some protoplasm and a spleen.
See, you can make out his head and his feet, and right there's his little...
Stanley!
Sorry, sweetie. Not too shabby, huh?
I think I understand all this.
Estúpido, ¿eh? Es que tú no entiendes nada, ¿ok? Estábamos en la clase de la MAS y de pronto llega este policía y nos arresta porque se cree que estábamos haciendo cosas pornográficas, idiota.
I didn't mean that literally.
Your Honor, in view of the testimony.
¿Qué?
In view of the testimony!
The state recommends we drop all charges.
And the defense accepts, Your Honor.
Motion granted.
¿Qué?
You're free, Mr. Señor...
Chaconi.
Señor Chaconi, you are free, like the bird. Guantanamera.
¿Qué?
Does anybody here speak Spanish? Mrs. Wheeler.
I'm Guatemalan on my mother's side. Bob here just picked it up on his sabbatical in Madrid.
Miss Sullivan, would you mind taking the Chaconis here over to...
Ma and Pa Berlitz? Yes, sir.
What's with the maternity mob?
Where you been anyway?
Down in the basement looking for food.
Did you find any?
No. But I think I solved the Jimmy Hoffa case.
Your Honor, I'm real sorry about the foul-up. I haven't been on the force for very long.
No.
Yeah, it's true. In fact, in a week from today, it'll be a week. If there's any way that this won't be mentioned to my superiors.
I tell you what, officer, we'll make it our little secret, huh?
And Mom?
Well, of course, Mom. What's next, Mac?
Oh, I believe a little panic and mayhem. Told you.
Listen, why don't you use my chair? You might be a little more comfortable.
I'm perfectly fine, so you can kill the chivalry routine.
My, aren't we a witsy-bitsy-bitchy this evening?
Alone.
I was merely trying to help.
Well, I don't need any help, and I don't need any pity. And I certainly don't need you.
Fine, listen, I'll just be over here in the corner beating myself to death with the Boy Scout manual.
Let me know if you need any help.
Yeah, well, I hope it's a boy, and he grows up to be just like me.
I'm going to check my office for supplies. I think there are some candles under the bench near the rubber vomit.
I'll find them.
It's not what you think.
Bull, you cannot turn this building into an animal refuge.
It's what you think.
Oh, what the hell was that?
Labor pains.
I knew it. We got the tension and the anxiety of the court. We got the trauma of the storm. Which woman is it?
All of them.
All of them?
Uh-huh. Mrs. Ciccone started with her contractions, and the other three went like dominoes. I think you better get in there, sir.
I don't know nothing about birthing no babies.
Trying, sweetheart. The autofocus is stuck.
Oh, no. Somebody call a doctor.
No can do, sir. The telephone poles took off for Jersey.
We really got to deliver these babies ourselves? Just asking.
Introducing Bio Channel at 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every night on...